Quiet please, Tokyo Olympic sports fans may face ban on cheering, talking. By Simon Kent on November 12, 2020. Sports fans have been left with nothing to shout about after organizers of next year's postponed Tokyo Olympic Games said they may seek an order banning spectators from cheering as well shouting or talking loudly, to minimize the risk of coronavirus infections. A senior official said Thursday the move follows a gymnastics test event where mask-wearing spectators, urged not to shout or cheer, confined themselves to polite applause and softened murmurs of benign approval. Tokyo 2020 chief executive Toshiro Muto said fans arriving in Japan may be spared a mandatory two-week quarantine, saying it would be too hard to enforce, but other restrictions are bound to follow. There's a possibility that we might ask the Olympic spectators to refrain from shouting or talking in a loud voice, Muto said after a committee meeting, AFP reports. When we think of the impact, we believe it is an item for consideration, to reduce the risk of airborne droplets. Fans are allowed at sports events in Japan, usually in limited numbers, but they are advised not to shout, cheer or outwardly express emotions. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach, who will visit next week, on Wednesday said he was increasingly confident that a reasonable number of fans will be allowed at the Games. Muto confirmed tests and health checks will replace quarantine for overseas arrivals. As the number of foreign spectators is so high, 14 days of quarantine and a ban on public transport use is unrealistic, he told reporters after a committee meeting. Instead, pre-visit tests and health monitoring, careful screening at the border, post-entry checks on activities and health, and taking swift measures if symptoms appear are among the measures being considered. The Olympics were delayed for a year to next July by the coronavirus pandemic, but despite a rising caseload worldwide, the outlook is brightening for the Games. Japan is so confident of the future outlook that Japanese Prime Minister Suga Yoshihide said the event may be a good opportunity to discuss important matters, including a peace deal, with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. He did not confirm Kim would receive an invite, nor did he rule it out, as Breitbart News reported. AFP contributed to this story. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.